Welcome to a case closed review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss our final thoughts on anime that finished up in the most recent season.
This time, we're wrapping up Wotakoi, Love is Hard for Otaku from A1 Pictures, and it is streaming on Amazon. And this is the story of two otaku, one of who is openly a game otaku, and the other who's on the down low otaku because she feels like if she lets out that she is an otaku, it will make her dating life and working life harder. They eventually decide to rekindle not only their childhood friendship, but start a romance and the workplace and after work comedy that ensues.
And they also have two friends at the office who are also otaku. One is a cosplay otaku and one is just a general otaku. Cute stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like a moe fan.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Because he seems to mostly be in like harami and kind of like
cute Yuri.
Yeah, cute girl shows.
Yeah, so this is more of like, you know,
And we kind of get a little third couple at the end, but we'll discuss that when we're wrapping up.
And so this is more of an adult sort of a series. You know, these characters are not in high school, they're not in school at all. It's really more of them kind of having to fit in their otakudom around also having regular 9-to-5 jobs in an office, and also, apparently, which I didn't realize until, like, later in the series, is that no one at work knows that they're dating, or at least pretends not to know that they're dating.
Or at least nobody, like, it is not official anywhere, because there are definitely people who are clueless, and if other people know, then they're being actively oblivious.
And I was kind of surprised, because the first episode is, you know, is like a little story, and our main characters are together by the end of it. You know, they've decided to start dating, but then it becomes kind of more of just a sort of like a sitcom. You know, there's not like a lot of plot progress.
There's not like the company is being taken over and we have to save.
Well, who cares about that? But in their romance, I mean, there's a little bit of like, We've never been on a date before. So, like, let's go do that. But, like, overall,
we've never been on a non-otaku date.
Yes. I feel like in general, there's not like an overarching plot, even about their romance, as far as I see.
It's not like, you have to get married by the end of the year or you don't get the inheritance.
And every once in a while, a problem between them will come up, or between the other couple, you know, there'll be like, they'll have a fight, or there'll be a misunderstanding, and so they have to kind of resolve that. But yeah, overall, it's just sort of like low stakes drama, not, you know, like, I just feel like it's not even like a Jose romance or a shoujo romance where there's like rivals and big misunderstandings and like just all kinds of like a melodrama. Like, it's just not there. It's just like, we're dating now and this is what it's like. It's not really all that crazy, you know, and it's like, also, I guess both of them becoming kind of better friends with the other couple and comparing and contrasting their styles of dating.
Yeah, yeah. They're all very different people that interact in different ways. And I think that's kind of like, they're not only just different types of otaku, they're very different kinds of people. And how the four interact in different combinations.
But that being said, it's also just mostly a comedy. You know, lots of otaku humor about staying up late playing games or not getting your work done because you were really distracted by your Twitter feed or trying to, like, finish that deadline for Comiket, you know? Like, it's all just a lot of,
or like how to browse because you're waiting for a new release, but you don't want to set off other people at work that A, you're browsing the internet, and B, that you're doing not work stuff.
Yeah, and then it's like them playing video games together, or watching reruns of anime and crying. Yeah, it's just like a fun little show. And, you know, at one point they literally say, it's hard dating normal people when you're an otaku. And I think that's sort of, like, epitomized kind of in, like, the last episodes where they have this game that they're trying to do, which is, okay, we're going to go on a real date and we're not going to say otaku references or talk about otaku things. And if we do, we have to put money in this jar, kind of like a curse jar if you had one of those, like, in your home or whatever, like... If you said this, you gotta put some money in here so that, you know, and they kind of realized that, like, that was fine, but the whole idea is to, that, like, we don't have to be those people, I think. Like, we can be, like, if we want to make a JoJo's reference because something happened or whatever, like, we should revel in the fact that we can make those, we can have that together.
Well, I thought there was also an interesting, like, whole thing also there about, like, a speed of relationship, like at what point, in a way, the, you know, the main guy is like worried that, like, am I not going fast enough, especially considering that my girlfriend has lots of experience and I have almost no experience, are we doing it? And, you know, the other couple is obviously, they're not a couple that, you know, dawdled around. They went, you know, straight to being a serious couple. And I think a lot of her reassuring him that, you know, the woman in the other couple, that, like, you know, you don't use our relationship as the gold standard. You have to go at your pace. As long as you two are happy, as long as she's happy and you're happy with the pace of your relationship, why does it matter what we're doing, what those people at the park are doing? That's not important. That's not important to you two. What's important to you two is you two.
Definitely. And I do think that sort of ties in to what I was saying, because I think he has this sort of, Hirotaka, the main guy, has some insecurity around the idea that, like, wait a minute, so you've never gone on a date to animate? Isn't that, like, what you did with your old boyfriend? She's like, obviously I didn't do that because I couldn't tell them that I was an otaku. So I think also part of, like, that final episode is sort of realizing that they do have to be themselves and go at their own pace, but also that this is, like, the fact that she couldn't do that with those other people is actually a boon to your relationship, like, because she can do, like, she can be her whole self, and, like, that's not a detriment that, like, you guys go on a date to animate, even though you could also go do other things, which they do, but, like, it's good that you can do those things together because, like, then you get to share your whole life as opposed to, like, hiding a part of yourself. That was, like, you know, I thought that was really nice. But, yeah, then there's just, most of the middle episodes are just, like, random wackiness. I guess there is a little bit of stuff, though, about Kabakura and Hanako or the other couple who are, like, a little bit older and they've been together a while. And so, like, they have just, like, like you said, Al, a very different relationship. And so they're the type of people who, like, kind of butt heads a lot. And I think that that can seem sort of intimidating to our Narumi and Hirotaka, who are like, okay, everyone's crying, everyone's upset, like, but that's just sort of how they do you. which I think they have to sort of, like, grapple with as the story goes on. What did you think about their relationship?
In a way, this series is kind of trying to show you kind of the breadth, especially, like, I think the third couple is kind of like what happens when a normie gets involved.
Cue dramatic music. So glad that they did that in this show where he, like, is like, they're like, what? And then there's, like, a really dramatic reaction.
But yeah, like, when a normie gets involved with an otaku, but I feel like they very deliberately want them to be very different from, you know, our main couple. That they butt heads, they have, like, much more equal level of experience. And I think, like, they have very different strengths and weaknesses. Like, they're much easier to move into certain conversations and activities and things. But at other times, since she's such a big cosplay person, getting the main couple to do anything cosplay related is simple for her. She's just like, you guys are going to do it. And they're like, yes, ma'am. You're going to dress as a girl. Yes, ma'am. You're going to dress up in this outfit that complements my outfit. And we can go as girls together at this thing. Yes, ma'am. Whereas, you know, her boyfriend, you know, she has to pull, dragging and screaming to anything. It's a lot more hard favors and like, all right, if I cosplay this way in this event, you've got to do this for me. A lot more horse trading.
Yeah, I think it's almost like they're both really strong personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're both like, they both say what's on their mind. They, you know, like they're just like can be aggressive. So like them being together, they like, I think both of them sort of challenge each other constantly, even when they don't really want to be, which is something that I think that they do learn a little bit about over the course of the series. But like, it's like Kawakura almost like, it's like he wants to be contrary just because he wants to, like, it has nothing to do with like whether or not he actually feels that way. It's like, wait, I think I should say no to this, or like I want to give you a hard time.
Like the whole story about, I think that sums it up, is him refusing to read BL even though his girlfriend is majorly into BL, and he's just like, nope, don't wanna, because I don't wanna. And then she eventually like, it's just like shoujo. It's just shoujo with two guys, and you love shoujo. And eventually she's like, all right.
Fine, like, give me one that's like the least porny, you know, like one that you have.
Yeah, she's like, all right, give me one that's like shoujo, just with two guys. All right, I'll take that.
And he's crying by the end. So, and it tears of being so moved by the story, not like tears of being upset that he had to read that. Yeah. So I do think that like it's just like showing different personalities. Yeah, and like, you know, I guess some episodes are a little like more fun than others, but like I feel like the overall effect was good.
Well, yeah. Once again, without any kind of major storyline, they're allowed to experiment a little more in every episode and tackle different things. And, you know, how effective or how interesting each one is kind of randomized by that. Like, some episodes you'll be laughing your ass off. Some episodes you'll be, like, majorly touched. And other episodes you'll be like, well, that was an episode that sure passed over me. I've been alluding to them a lot, and they get a lot of focus at the end. What did you think of, like, the third couple? Since they, like, we don't see too much of them, but they do seem to focus a lot of them on the last two episodes.
Again, I mean, in this case, since the series doesn't have a major plot focus, it didn't bother me a lot, but I did find it strange that they decided to introduce them so late in the game. Even if that's when they're introduced in the manga, like, I don't care. Introduce them earlier. There's no reason not to introduce them earlier, because, again, there's no plot reason that they couldn't.
And because at least one of them has a major connection to one of the other characters. It's not like they couldn't have put in that gag about, you know, the misunderstanding with them and how they're introduced and then who they are, and then just have them be on the back burner, because they're not around that often until they get into that MMORPG anyhow. You could just have them pop in every episode or two and be like, all right, you're still alive and we know you. And then when they kind of get the other person that they're connected to, once again, at least you know half of that couple.
Yeah, and I felt there was a little too much of the MMO thing near the end. I would have been happier to, like,
space it out.
Yeah, or spend less time overall in there and, you know, have other parts of the story going on. But yeah, I just wish they had introduced the whole thing a little bit earlier so that we would have more time. So it's like, I feel like I don't really have a general assessment. Like, one of them is sort of a ditz who doesn't really, like, but who's, like, good-hearted. And the other one is a very, very shy otaku who doesn't fully know how to interact in the real world. They're also younger, which they're in college, they're not in high school or anything, but, you know, I think that feels like a little more typical than the rest of the story, which is fine because it's like a side story, I guess, but I just didn't feel as though they had enough time for me to, like, be invested or really, like, have a lot of feelings about it, you know?
Yeah, like, to me, they seem like a character that should have been introduced in the second season. Because then they could have come out of the gate with these new characters and had a little time to flesh out their story. And at that point, you know the original two couples, you've had time to get to know them. And so if they're a little bit
sidelined,
it's not totally out of the question. But if it's one of those things that maybe they're popular characters and they really wanted to get them in there, I feel like a lot of times when you see a decision like that, that's one of the causes.
And again, I didn't mind them being in there. Just, if they're popular, introduce them earlier. There's just no plot reason that you couldn't have. So, but yeah, I mean, I think overall, like, a really fun little series, especially for adult audiences with, you know, like, less high school romance. Get something different up in there, so.
Plus, I feel like anybody who's listening to this podcast and watching a show like this probably has at least some connection to at least one of the characters.
Definitely.
So I feel like it hits a spark with that.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.